It's all over because the ball was out of play when the hooter went. The Monaghan players are incensed. Rory Beggins coming to the linesman. The ball was not in play when the hooter went, so that means the game is over.
Yep, the Bonham boys just don't know the rules. They shouldn't be getting on to officials. That's not fair. I can understand why you were aggrieved, Oisin, but that is the rule. If the ball's out of play when it goes, then it's out of play. Monaghan had to grab it very quick and get it back in. They probably didn't realise it, Oisin. Most people thought there was another play there. There wasn't to be in that last chance by Desi Ward, who had a brilliant two-pointer just previous to the miss. He dragged it to this, the left-hand side of the post and wide, but what drama then. What guts for Monaghan. This was a brilliant championship game, Oisin. It had absolutely everything in it. Brilliant end to end. You'd real never-say-die attitude. Now, Donegal did play their part in them closing stages. They had a couple of moments, Oisin, where we should have killed the ball, got a shot away. We give possession back to Monaghan, and they were breaking into space. There was a lot of tired bodies out there. But listen, taking on away from Donegal, there's some brilliant performances as well from us. Just about did enough to win the match.
We've had a cracking Ulster Championship encounter here, but it's Donegal that progressed to the semi-final this day week, where they will play down in the last four of the Ulster Championship. Of course, the other semi-final next weekend is a very intriguing encounter of Armagh and Tyrone. But from a Donegal point of view, Brendan Kilcoyne, it was about seeing that out there at the end, because it was getting really, really tight, and the home crowd was behind their side. Monaghan were a bit incensed that they weren't allowed to get the ball back into play when the hooter went. But I think overall, when you look at it, Donegal were the better of the two teams here today, and probably rightly deserve to progress.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Oisin, what a game of football, what a game of championship football. Two teams going totally at it for 70 minutes. Pure, honest endeavour. And as you say, I think Donegal marginally deserved to win. And, you know, when you spend... Monaghan were chasing that lead down the whole of the second half. And when you expend that much energy chasing down that a lead of that magnitude, 6 points at halftime, you are going to give the opposition chances up the other side of the field. I thought Finbar Rorty put in a heroic second half. He was chasing some of his blocks. He even got up the field and score. And again, having Michael Langan back, that bit of composure, that bit of coolness to be able to kick three important scores in the second half was huge for Donegal. But Donegal had to call on all the reserves of experience and talent in that second half to pull out. We always know coming up here that Monaghan are going to leave everything out in the field. They play with heart and desire the whole way through 70 minutes, and they needed it today. Perhaps Donegal, you know, or Monaghan kicking five wides in the first half, dropping three short in the keeper's hands, kicking another four wides in the second half, ultimately cost them in the end. But Donegal go through for another day to come back here next Sunday and play down in an Ulster semi-final.
Michael Langan today stepping up with 4 points for Donegal. Patter Mogan kicked 4 points as well. We can't forget about Kieran Thompson, who kicked 5 points in the first half in this tie. And looking at the spread of scores here today, there was a total of 9 for Donegal as they progress in the Ulster Championship. There's going to be lots more reaction to this Donegal one coming up in the DL debate, which will be live after the 4 o'clock news in 20 minutes time. Brendan, give us a rundown on what we can expect on your Easter Sunday DL debate special today.
Yeah, myself and Brendan's going to run across all the aspects. We're going to get into this game, break it down for everybody listening at home. And to say, Brendan was right, what a game of football it was. You know, we'll talk about the other games from the weekend as well. We're going to hear from Cathal O'Kane from the Irish News. Desi Moan here, one of my old marking buddies from back in the day. He's up doing a bit here for local radio. He's going to give us a few words as well. And Colin McFadden, Donegal assistant manager, of course, one of our heroes of 2012, he's down there. He'll be coming up the hill just to get his views on it, Oisin. You know, Brendan mentioned some players that played really well. There's a lot of players today who had pretty flat games as well for that Donegal team, and we're going to get into that. And I suppose that's the value of the squad. We've seen players, particularly from the last day, Darrow Boyle and McBertie, the performances he gave against Derry didn't happen today, and that's what happens. You have players come up and down different days. That's why you need the squad. And the likes of, I say, Jimmy Brennan coming on, kicking a couple of points in that game. When you think about it, that was the difference. 2 points was in total, and Jimmy Brennan's couple of points were vital in that closing stages.